You're listening to SBS News.
Brushes laden with desert-coloured paint, held in dancing hands, telling ancient stories in intricate detail. Artists from the Umina community of Coober Pedy are preparing canvases for a second exhibition.
Hello, I'm George Cooley. I'm currently the acting chairperson of the Umina Arts Centre. We're a subsidiary of the APY Arts Collective. That's from the APY lands. You know, and with their support, we were able to establish our art centre here. Now, today is our second art workshop ever for this organisation, and we've got a large number of artists here, probably 20 or 30 or so, and from young and old, and they've been painting all sorts of types of arts, types of designs. My particular painting up the background here is landscaping, and hopefully in that landscaping I wish to tell you my story about my country, of where I've walked, what I've seen, where I frequently go today. You know, so it's country that we keep visiting and enjoying.
Artist Pearl Austin and many others here today take inspiration from the painted desert country.
The last paintings I did, it's all about the colours of Coober Pedy. You know, we've got, a lot of people say, you know, Coober Pedy is really dry and there's not much here. But you know what, there's a lot here. There's a lot of colour and there's a lot of movement. You know, with our beautiful sunsets that we have, the opal that we have, and just, it might not seem much to a lot of people, but to us, it's an amazing place and it's in its home. So yeah, so it's pretty, you know, deep in there. Now that's what reflects in my paintings there.
A sellout debut exhibition in Adelaide in October showed critics the calibre of work this community always knew existed. Now Umina artists are partnering with the APY Art Centre Collective, a group of Indigenous-owned enterprises on the Ananu, Pitjantjatjara, Yakandjatjara lands. Sky O'Meara is the General Manager of the APY Art Centre Collective.
I think if this art centre is supported properly, with meaningful support, and if people get behind this art centre, I think that we're looking at an art centre that will be one of the most successful art centres in Australia today in the next 5 years. We've got a bunch of artists here, some of them on their very first artworks that have waiting lists at our little gallery in Adelaide.
But it's taken decades of lobbying by community elders, as George Cooley explains.
One of the reasons is that, you know, we're not far enough north, not far enough south. We get bypassed because we're not far enough north to be in the remoteness of the country, and not far enough south, you know, to be out of that area. And we tend to, you know, when government come or agencies come or people come, you know, they usually use the airport as a transition place from here to wherever they're going, you know.
Sky O'Meara says the community never gave up hope, despite numerous false starts and disappointments.
Iwantja Arts is one of the most successful art centres in the country. It's 2 hours up the road. I can't understand how... I couldn't understand and still can't understand how it's taken so long for us to get here and to see this work. It's as George... And all of the elders have been very clear with me. This talent has always been here. Like when we had the first exhibition at our gallery in Adelaide, we were surprised. My team was surprised. You know, our friends in the industry were surprised. This community wasn't surprised at all. They knew what was here, and they've been missed. They've been missed, and now we're trying to catch up.
George Cooley is playing the guitar at his desk in a council office full of tubs of paint and drop sheets. Umina Council is providing space to artists, but they have unique challenges. It's a constant battle to keep canvases dust-free, and with temperatures soon to soar into the high 40s, they're hoping to secure funding for a permanent art space. They need $150,000 start-up funding for 2 years to unlock a Commonwealth building grant. Centres like this are critical in providing employment opportunities in remote areas, as women's group leader Christine Lennon explains.
It's very hard for women Aboriginal women to get work. You've got to have a licence, you've got to have a whole lot of clearances. Working with children, vulnerable people, all of those clearances as well. And not everybody has the money to pay for all these things.
She says the new opportunity to paint is creating excitement.
But with this program, with the APY Arts, the ladies beat me here. And there's no need for me to go around and pick them up in the mornings for attendance.
What does it mean to them to be able to earn an income through something that they are, something that's culturally appropriate?
Very exciting. They know they're enjoying doing something they like, and they know they're going to get something back and to replace equipment, paint and materials, to do another one. And this group that I'm working with, they look forward to it and they'll do as many as they can.
Pearl Austin says it's bringing the women together again.
You know, we've always just been so isolated. And I mean, not just in Coober Pedy, but within our own homes too. So yeah, this has been a great opportunity for our women.
And many of the younger generation, like Molly Lennon, are joining in.
I find it really like deadly to like be a part of something now. Yeah. And I just hope it continues to just go on in the future for us to get our own art gallery and stuff. To be honest, that would probably bring everybody together. And I think all the young ones would probably come out of their comfort zone and start doing painting.
The federal government is promising an extra $5 million for Indigenous Arts Hubs initiatives. And Molly Lennon has a strong message for the Prime Minister.
So we could get our own gallery and have choices and opportunities for, like, you know, we want to do in the future.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.